Here's a great passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9. It says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. There's an age-old misunderstanding in Christianity that goes something like this. God the Father is eager to destroy you because of your sins. And it would have happened a long time ago, except for the fact that God the Son, Jesus Christ, has been running interference all these years. And somehow, against all odds, He manages to keep the Father from wiping you off the map. Now, there's a tiny shred of truth in it, but only because the wages of sin is death, and the end result of rebellion against God is eternal death. But to suggest that God the Father is eager to exact His pound of flesh against you is not something taught in the Scriptures. In those cases where God does have to deal with someone, you find the pages of that story soaked with the broken-hearted tears of our Heavenly Father. They don't throw a party in the courts of heaven when someone dies in their sins, as if at long last they got rid of a nasty problem. God says point blank in Ezekiel 33, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Now, take a careful look at today's passage, and you'll see that it underscores the point I'm trying to make. We were called into the fellowship of Christ by God the Father. The Christian church isn't this secret society of special friends that Jesus is somehow slipping past His Father. And it's not a special loophole in the law of heaven that the Son is exploiting while the Father looks on helplessly. On the contrary, the whole plan of salvation for the human race is the result of the love that the entire Godhead has for us. There's this story in John chapter 16 where Jesus is speaking to the disciples about the plan of salvation and the second coming. And He mentioned something profound, something that should forever put to rest this idea that Jesus is for us, but the Father is against us. He says the Father Himself loves you. And of course, that landmark Bible verse in John 3:16, the one that people love to wave on placards at football games, well, it says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Take a look at the act of creation, and you'll see that all the members of the Godhead were there. God speaks, the Spirit hovers over the face of the deep, and several times throughout the New Testament, we find that Jesus was the principal agent of creation. As it turns out, the members of the Godhead that first brought us into existence are also working together to restore us to the relationship we used to enjoy with them. A parent isn't quick to forget his child. And in our case, that's absolutely true. God the Father has not forgotten us. So go ahead and face your day with some real confidence. Today isn't a matter of you convincing your boss to keep you on the job, or convincing your clients to keep their account with your office while Christ is busy convincing His Father to keep you in the book of life. God's love for you is a done deal. It's secure. And that makes whatever comes your way just a little easier to take. In fact, knowing the truth about how God feels, well, that's just a better way to live.